I'm going to read that again. Receive us into.
Now, what you walk around with this old bad feeling heart? Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. He said, I receive you into favor. You're my favorite.
Brought us into harmony with the devil. With who?
Now, why you want to treat him bad?
You too tied up in yourself to pray. He brought you into harmony with, and you so I might mess up. Hey, you were messed up first before you. You were messed up without him. How can you mess up more with him? Brought us into harmony with himself and gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. He brought us into harmony with himself, made us right with himself, and then he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Now go tell the rest of them. Come on, man. God, I'm not mad at you. I'll cancel everything you ever done. Everything you ever done been canceled out. You can't do nothing. You can't do anything to bring it up because it's canceled out. Whew. That by word and deed, see how you do it? By word, if you pray, you got to use word. If you witness, you got to use word. If you preach, you got to use word. If you teach, you got to use word. So but you got to use his word. By word and deed, we might what? Aim to bring others into harmony. That's why you pray. That's why you witness. That's why we teach, so you can know the truth, so you won't be confused and wondering, should I do this? Can I do this? And the devil start lying to you because you missed it somewhere. I have found out, I'll say it again, I said it many times. I have found out, you know, you say, you teach people like that, you just give them a license to sin. I found they sin without a license. I found out when you get the truth, you don't do so much sinning. I found the people that's ignorant do a lot more sin than people that's knowledgeable of the word and submitted to the word and to the Holy Spirit. Hello? Because I found I don't want to sin. How many of y'all want to sin? Raise your hand. We're going to get you saved. Praise God. Okay, go on. Next verse. It was God where? Personally present where? In Christ, reconciling and restoring the world. It didn't say you. The world to favor with himself. Now, why you don't want to pray? Why you don't read the word? Why you don't want to worship? Why you don't want to lift your hand? Why you don't want to say hallelujah? He have done that for you when I was a nobody. Couldn't help myself. It was God did it. And then when he brought me and saved me, he didn't leave me. He stayed with me, worked with me, taught me, helped me, because I was messing up. I didn't know what I should know still, but I know more today than I did yesterday. I know more how to walk with God. I know more how to cooperate with God. I know more how to handle the power of God than I did yesterday. Reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself. Not, look at that, not counting up and holding against men their trespass. Whoo, but what? You see it? What did he do with it? He canceled it. Can you cancel them? And what did he commit? And committed to us the message. And we've been going around, listen, that's the reason why you need to know it, so you don't go around telling people something God didn't say. He committed to us the message of reconciliation. Go tell the sinner. Don't start talking about how much he drank. Don't start talking about how much he fornicated. Don't start talking about that stuff. You tell him, man, you've been reconciled to God. God loves you. Come receive life and you'll be free from that thing. But we're going to say, you don't stop that drinking, you're going to hell. You stop that, you're going to hell. He ain't told you to go out and preach that. You can't see it up there. Now, why are you going to preach it? He didn't tell you to do that. He told you to pray for them. He asked you to be no judge for them. I know I'm right. He did not ask us to judge people like that. He told us what to judge. Somebody trying to tell me something wrong and the scripture said this, I got to judge that. But he asked me to judge that person. That's not my place. My place makes sure I tell them the truth about what God has done for them. So if they're condemnation in your life tonight, set it right in front of you like you do a football and you're going to kick a field goal. And put the boot in. send it on his way. Because condemnation has no business in your life. Let me show you how quick God can do it. The minute you repent from your heart, it's gone. You ain't got to wait 6 weeks. I used to wait a long time because I thought I had to earn my repentance. Poor me. Now, at that time, I'm rich now. I didn't know I was rich at the time. I acted poor. He has reconciled us, has committed to us the message of reconciliation of the restoring to favor. That verse 20? Give me verse 20 if you hadn't done it. So we are Christ, ambassador, representatives. We represent Christ, the head. We are Christ's what? Ambassador. God making his what? Appeal as it were through us. Woo, did you hear that? God making his appeal. Have you seen somebody make appeal for somebody? Can you let me have that property just a little bit cheaper? Or could you let me have that on different terms that you said, making his appeal? God made his appeal through us. You need to come receive Jesus. God is in love with you. He's making appeal through us because we're his body. With his voice, with his legs, with his eyes, with his hand, with his feet. Are you hearing me? That's why we don't just go off half-cocked. We get in this word and we don't get wrapped up. I can't be responsible for somebody else's house over there. But I'm responsible for this house to make sure you're rightfully taught and instructed, that you know the truth, learn how to stand on the word, use that word. Just don't grab half of it and get it half caught. Get it right. Stay with it till you know you got it